1400, 93.3 FM K1, and it is 9:29. Quick check of a forecast. Sunshine and a high today around 46. It'll warm up to around 53 tomorrow. 62 for our expected high on Saturday. Maybe some rain on Sunday, but still temperatures around the 60-degree mark for much of the weekend. Our current reading again for 23 degrees. Car talk on the way next as we welcome in from Dungis Family of Autos, Brad Dungis. Nice to have you back in this morning, sir. And
good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. How's it going today?
It's great. It's a nice crisp morning. Beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is. It's great. It was kind of busy at the dealership. I think the oil change wait wasn't good. It wasn't too much right now. You know, people call us all the time to find out. The operator's recently moved to where she's located right outside my office, actually.
Oh, okay.
So I'm hearing everything now. It's awesome. And we've got appointments that are going on actually on both sides. If you go online, you can schedule an appointment. There's more available at Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
Toyota has a great system for that. We can get you in and out pretty quickly, typically on both sides for our great $9.95 oil change. It's a great deal on up to 5 quarts of semi-synthetic OEM grade, new oil filter, all that. We check all your fluids, top everything off, and do a multi-point inspection on your vehicle, all for $9.95 plus taxes and fees and such. So it's a great deal.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's always interesting the Toyota brand kind of really promotes that appointment, getting you in and out on time. Ford, on the other hand, says, hey, come on down, no appointment necessary.
No appointment necessary. It's kind of a different approach. But I mean, we're actually working to where we want to be able to do both on both sides and mm-hmm. work in. I know some people really need to know that they can get in and get out. I mean, an oil change, for us to do our oil change, to do the inspection, top everything off, I mean, it's a 45-minute process, basically.
Right.
You know, if you really rush it, you can probably get it done in maybe half that time.
But I know you have.
But I wouldn't think
done,
you'd want to really rush it. And there, you know, there's a lot to. I mean, that's really start to finish once we get the vehicle and start the process of moving it around and getting everything queued up. So, you know, if that's typically what you're going to expect. So if it's an hour wait, it's really not very long. About 15 minutes longer than normal.
Throw in another 5 or 10, maybe, if you ask for a tire rotation in the process too.
That does. You know, Sometimes we find stuff that we need to do, and that can slow things down just a little bit. We do try to work to move that to the rest of the shop. We've got other techs available for that kind of work when we need to do that. We do want to make sure you're safe in your vehicle. That's the main thing about doing the 995 oil change, obviously, is making sure people are doing their maintenance and getting the inspections done so that that everything's working right when you need your vehicle.
Well, and I think it's important, you've talked about it frequently, about the fact that, you know, when you rotate those tires on a regular basis, you suggest every 5,000 miles, it makes sense, that the tires last longer.
That and just checking the fluids, doing all this stuff that we talk about. It's all in your maintenance, in your book, or vehicle manual.
Rusty used to call it that book of corporate secrets.
The secrets, and they've got a maintenance schedule. There's a reason why they recommend you do that stuff, and you just want to check everything out all the time. Things like batteries can be tested this time of year with the extremes in temperature. You know, we're going from below zero to 60 degrees pretty quick here. We have days where the temperature can change 50 degrees pretty easily, and you know, so that is going to stress your battery. It's going to do things like stress your tires. We mentioned rotating the tires regularly. That, you know, in today's world, a lot of times people aren't checking the pressure on their tires like I was taught when I was first driving as a 16 or 17 year old. You know, we trust that the tire indicator is going to tell us, hey, if I got a problem. And that's important to do that maintenance and get somebody to look at it and make sure everything's wearing right. And that rotation is one of those maintenance things that, you know, we talk about it a lot because it's something that people often look at as maybe something extra they don't need.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is going to extend the life of your tires and make sure that you've got even wear across all 4 tires. And that's really important for your safety and for wear on the vehicle.
And once the tire is off, or actually once the wheel is off, then and you get the opportunity to do a little bit better visual inspection on the brakes.
That's a great point, because unless we take the wheel off, we can't really get in there and do the complete visual inspection of your brake system, which is really great to do too. Obviously, you want the vehicle to stop when you need it to.
Yeah.
And, you know, so getting that, doing that every 5,000 miles in today's world, that's even more often than you need to do your oil change, really. The rotating the tires is probably about every 5,000 mile interval thing you need.
So if somebody is doing full synthetic, which I think the interval is kind of a 10,000 mile.
That's a good range. I mean, it'll actually vary. Some of them are up to 12,000, I think, or maybe even longer. Some are a little bit less, but it just depends on how your what your manufacturer says about your particular vehicle.
But then we should still do that 5,000 mile rotation on the tires regardless.
That's right. Yeah. Toyota Care, where when you purchase a new Toyota, Toyota's going to give you your first 25,000 miles or so, and based on time to a couple years of maintenance for free. They're going to pay for it for you, and they do that. They'll even though most of their cars are on synthetic oil, their oil change interval is at 10,000 miles, but they will pay to rotate your tires every 5,000 miles.
Okay, so while you're in there, again, it's a safety inspection, and you will check online as far as any recalls or maintenance updates on the vehicle, particularly if it's Ford, Lincoln, or Toyota.
That's embedded in our process, but we have ways we can check it through Carfax and other things that we have accounts with. That we do try to do when there's time. You know, it's really sometimes it's difficult in today's world with all the different brands and the information that's out there. But we can help you get to that if you have a recall notice. Most people get those in the mail. They got questions. That's the other thing we do get a lot of phone calls about these days, is not just the oil change, but also about recalls. And you know, because there's just lots of information out there, and we talk about it on the show almost every week. But take those notices seriously, you know, particularly if you have one of these airbag recalls. That's something you just need to be aware of. There's some cars that just need to have those replaced now, and I think there's still many of them out there on the road. You know, the truth is airbags save lives.
Yeah.
Even these airbags save lives. And the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration says don't disable it, even if it can't be replaced right now. Most of the time these bags work right, but occasionally they have failed, and it's caused serious injuries to people and death. And, you know, so you need to take that one very seriously. Airbags are a critical thing in your car. That's something we take seriously on used cars. You know, an airbag deployment or anything on a vehicle is a big deal. But you just need to watch that. Other kinds of recalls range from, you know, everything from just little things to, you know, trim items all the way through to door systems, electronic systems, computer systems, upgrades to software, you know, all kinds of stuff, mechanical systems too. So you really need to work with your dealer on that, and it's critical.
Yeah. And I'm sure those software upgrades can be pretty critical. Some of them are consumer replacement. I've upgraded the sync system on my car through the USB. So the consumer can, but it's nice to go to somebody like you guys.
Well, it's everything from safety and security. I mean, you think about cars now are computers, and they're talking to each other in your phone. And we're familiar with that on our computers. Windows will come in on every Wednesday night and update my computer whether I want it or not.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing, right? Because it keeps my computer up to grade. It's where I can defend myself against any attack and stuff.
Sure.
And just it operating properly. Same thing with your vehicle. You've got to get those updates and just make sure that you've got the right stuff so that it's working the way the manufacturer intended it to work.
Well, I'm not sure on one event coming up that everything is working the way the manufacturer intended. I'm not sure we're supposed to go swimming in frigid temperatures.
Oh, come on. It's polar plunge time. Time.
Yeah,
this is a good time of year.
Yeah.
We've sponsored the Polar Plunge now for a number of years, maybe from the beginning. I can't remember.
Yeah, this is going to be our seventh year
in Bartlesville
for the Polar Plunge.
And welcome, Patrick. I've had Patrick Johnson here, who's the event chair. So welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thanks for helping me get the word out for a great cause.
Well, this is it is a great cause, and it's a neat event. And since it's a little chilly this morning, it's certainly a thematic for a polar plunge.
Yeah, we're looking at it's going to be a little bit cooler on next Saturday on the 27th when we have the event. Luckily, it's not going to be that negative 5-degree wind chill, which may probably start to deteriorate the event. That's pretty cold. But no, it's about 20, should be about low of 25, high of 44. I bet that water is going to be about, you know, high 30s, maybe 40. So we'll be good.
Or you can wear a wetsuit.
You can wear anything
you want.
People
wear all kinds of things.
All types of costumes. We had a referee and a coach go in. We've had inmates from the church down there. Help me with the name, but down there on the west side of town, they challenged the police officers to come in and jump. So, it's prom dresses. It's great.
Wow. And it's all for a good cause. I mean, the original intent when it was started, and I think it was someplace like Chicago or someplace that they were jumping into Lake Michigan to get it started, and then it caught on across the nation to raise money for a great cause.
Basically, it just caught on, daring people to pledge money to make you take this frigid plunge, and it just kind of grew from there. And we've been doing it in the state of Oklahoma longer than we have Bartles, probably about, I think, 15 years, I want to say.
That sounds right.
But they've done it all around. They've done it down in Texas. They've done it in Kansas and all stuff.
Yeah. So I guess you have people volunteered that want to jump in the water, and they raise money and get people to sponsor them.
Yes, they go out there to mysook.org, mysook, and they find the plunge that the city or the town they want to plunge in. They set up a page. You can update photos and a little story, a biograph, and then you can post that to social media accounts or send that around on an email. Let everyone know that you're going to plunge, and then they can, you know, donate or pledge money to make you take the plunge. All right. Okay. And so once you got enough people that want to see you suffer, you're registered, you're ready to go to plunge. And then if you raise enough money, this is really interesting. If you raise up to over $75, everyone's going to get a t-shirt. Over $200, you get a mug of some sort. But the really one, and this is $500, we have a brand new first year. It's a nice freezing for a reason towel.
Oh.
And it looks really good. And if you go above that, we also have the blanket.
So prizes for big sponsor gifts.
Prizes for, and these are good prizes. You're going to want to see on the couch, you know, you have a blanket that you cover up with at night. It's nice to have a freezing for a reason.
You do need to get $75, a minimum of $75 of these donations is required for an individual to plunge. And then you've got to sign a liability waiver, right?
There is a liability. Luckily, we've been a very safe event. We get great support from the Hilton Garden Inn.
It's coordinated by the law enforcement torch run. So you always have these partners with the police. So I'm sure emergency personnel are there.
Yes. They're there, and they're also probably plunging.
The law enforcement guys and the firefighters, there's always a little competition there, whether it's blood donation or a baseball game or whatever it's going on. Those guys take it seriously, but they have a lot of fun seriously.
And they take seriously, too, helping out the Special Olympics, and that's what it's all about.
That's what it is.
So we're raising money for Special Olympics, and how does that work? I mean, does this money stay around here?
It stays in the state of Oklahoma, and the majority of it's going to stay in the greater Bartlesville area.
Right.
This is our largest and only fundraiser for the year. And so the money that we're going to raise is going to go to our goal is $20,000. I think last check we're about halfway there, so okay, we're definitely we need to really get the word out and challenge people. But the money's going to go to secure facilities for our spring games, for our aquatics, for the bowling alleys, for not for the coaches, but for the equipment. The turbo javs, any type of training aid.
Okay.
That's what it goes to. And then at the end of the year, we do have athletes that have socioeconomic reasons, can't afford to make it to the say spring games in Stillwater, and so we provide a stipend for those athletes that don't have the means for one night of lodging and then some transportation and food costs. So every athlete that wants to compete can compete.
And I know there are winter games, and Bartlesville sent some athletes to the winter games a few weeks ago as well. So, but the spring games, I have been at the high school a number of years for the send-off for that.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, to get a police escort out of town, we do the whole, you know, Olympic sounds and everything for them when they get on the bus. The cheerleaders are there. The band is there. They're getting a great send-off, and it's an event people need to attend.
Yeah, it is. Just like when we send if you're sending the football team off to the playoffs, these are athletes. They're with intellectual disabilities, but they're great athletes. And I encourage, if you can't help us with come out and polar plunge, we're gonna have a spring track meet coming up in April out at Dewey, and you can see
that's a great event too.
Yeah,
I've been out there, and it's really neat to watch at the local level, and you can see at the international level this is a big thing too. I should plug our partner Toyota for being a big sponsor of Special Olympics around the world and at the international level, and they communicate with us a lot about that too, and so that's one of the reasons why it's important to us, and I think that should be just a testament to how important this is, and the great job we do locally with that is really important. But I hear, there's another community in Bartlesville, in Oklahoma that often beats us in this.
Well, Oklahoma, the state of Oklahoma does a great job. We have over 11,600 athletes registered statewide.
Wow.
We actually had the largest, as far as athletes participating, the largest state games, summer games in Stillwater in North America. That means we had more athletes competing in Stillwater last year than Texas or California or all these other states. So Oklahoma is setting the bar pretty high.
Cool.
Now, we in Bartlesville, we think we do a good job, but we got Paul's Valley down there. And sadly, fortunately, they've been beating us.
Fortunately for them.
They've been beating us on the polar plunge. They've been always raising a little bit more. Last year, we were very fortunate. We raised $25,000. For Special Olympics in Bartlesville. Very excited, waiting to see what Paul's Valley, they raised 30. Seems like they're always going to, so we need to beat Paul's Valley and be number one.
So if you're competitive out there, maybe you have friends down there, you want to challenge them. Like, we need to find out what they've got going.
They've got a great system. They all come together for Special Olympics, but man, it'd be nice to.
Bartlesville does that pretty well too. Typically, it's a great community for this, and I think you guys have a great track record of getting your goal. So,
yeah.
So we just need everybody to get going. So, if they're interested in more information on this, or they want to register to do this, remind them again where they need to go.
They go to the website, MySOOK, which is MYSOOK.org. You go to that site, you'll see all the plunges for the state of Oklahoma listed. You're going to look for Bartlesville. You can nominate people too. You can also nominate people to take the plunge, or you can just look up if they have a plunge page, you just search their name or their team, and it'll come up, and you can make a donation, credit card, or you can opt to make a payment when you get to the event on the 27th.
Awesome.
So it is the 27th. That's a week from Saturday.
And it's, yes, and in Hilton Garden Inn is going to be a gracious host.
They've been your site for...
For a number of years. We've also been very lucky to use the two sisters.
Right. Which is
now
Painted Horse. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so they've helped us out in the past. So, yeah, but all the local businesses that come out and support Special Olympics, we couldn't do it without them. And Dungeness,
it's kind of a big party down
there. Dungeness family of all, you guys have been with us since the get-go, and we appreciate it so much.
That's great. And it is a big scene down there. I mean, it's a spectator event. If you want to come, just check it out.
It is kind of the event for that Saturday morning. So people just come to watch the Hilton Garden Inn. Their cafeteria will be open. They'll have hot chocolate, coffee, breakfast items, so you can just come. If you got nothing to do, just come down and watch these crazy people jump in the pool.
What time do they start jumping?
We're going to start registration at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And then the plunge will actually begin at 11 o'clock. And we start the plunge. What we do is everyone dresses up in weird costumes, so we actually have a costume parade.
Okay.
And then we'll actually judge the finest costume. We'll have Special Olympians help us with the judging. And then once we award the best costume, we'll also recognize some of the top fundraisers. and some of the older plungers and some of the youngest plungers. And then we'll just, we just get started. We just, everyone takes the plunge in the Special Olympics, and then you can hang out afterwards and hang out at Hilton Garden Inn, and they'll have a lunch menu also available for us as well.
Great. So that sounds like lots of fun. How long does it take for everyone to
plunge? It goes well. The colder it is, the quicker it goes. So it's we'll be done plunging definitely by noon.
All right.
So, yeah, we'll be done and probably cleaned up by 12:30.
And the website again, just because it's a little bit different.
My Special Olympics Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Okay. .org. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. MySOK.
All right.
Excellent. Well, thank you again for chairing the event and being a part of that. And things like this don't happen without volunteers and the fundraisers and the guys getting out there every year.
And that's
starting
one
it out. I mean, because it's not something you just plan out of the blue to go
is heavily dependent on volunteers.
Right.
85 cents of every dollar that people pledge or donate to Special Olympics goes directly to those items I talked about earlier.
Uh-huh.
It goes to the athlete, it goes to training aids, it goes to venue rental fees, it goes for all that type of stuff. So one other thing I did want to say is if you want to get involved with Special Olympics, you can also go to mysook.org and get involved. We need people from public relations, we need people that are good with budgets, we need people that are good with sound systems, we need people that are good with social media. If you have a skill and that you can donate, give us a call, let us know, because we need people to help.
Excellent. So the plunge is next Saturday, January 27th. Registration will start at 10 a.m. and then you can plunge at 11. So you can register that day if you
Yes, you can, but it does help. It helps out with the crowd if you do it ahead of time.
Right. So, and if you want to do that, you go to mysook.org/Bartlesville. I think will get you right to it, probably.
But
I'm sure if you just go to Google and do Special Olympics Oklahoma, you'll
just
get
do Bartlesville Polar Plunge, and they'll get you right there.
So that's all great at the Hilton Garden Inn. They're the host again this year, and it's the seventh event here.
Yeah,
hoping to raise $20,000 to encourage people to plunge into the into the icy
20,000 or more than Paul's Valley.
Yeah.
Definitely more than Paul's Valley. And you know, Paul's Valley, we're going to be the first plunge in the state.
Oh, are we? Okay, so we set the bar.
And Paul's Valley may wait to see when we go so they know how much to raise. So let's make it hard for Paul's Valley this year.
Yeah, well, it'd be good to push them to new levels.
Yeah.
All right. Well, all for a good cause. And thank you again, Patrick. We appreciate you coming in. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right, Charlie. Well, a few more things we wanted to talk about. We have our model year end closeout, just the last of the 17s are still around. I did want to mention that. If you're looking for a great deal, there are some really good ones out there, big discounts, great interest rates. Interest rates, there's some pressure on those going up,
but
there's still 0% available on different vehicles like the 2018 Ford Escape. You can get zero for $60 plus $2,000. And if you happen to be a Ford owner, an additional $1,000 owner loyalty rebate. On the 17 Edge, you can get zero for 72, 0% still for 72 months. And we are seeing the other rates from different banks going up just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one thing you want to watch this year if you're thinking about buying a car later in the year. Interest rates might be higher.
We haven't talked about it for a while, but you do. You talk about the 0% through the manufacturers, but there are also you work with a lot of institutions, local
and
national.
Well, yeah, that's something that is sometimes confusing to people is how does that work? Well, we have a finance office, and they basically, we have the manufacturer brand, so Toyota Financial Services, Lincoln, and Ford, and those are dedicated companies. All they do is lend money for automobile purchases to consumers.
Right.
And so that's what they do. We also work with the local banks and credit unions around the state and nation, or nationwide banks.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do have access to all kinds of different banks, and if you're already a customer of one of the local banks, we probably have a relationship with them as well and can help coordinate that with you. Our approach is really to try to help you find the best setup for your needs. I mean, we kind of shop the financing mm-hmm. to the best arrangement depending on your setup. There's, you know, sometimes the manufacturer will give you an interest rate of 0%, but in exchange for that, you may give up some of the rebate. There
right.
might be a rebate, a higher rebate available if you went for the. To a different loan. So you want to measure that. You want to look at there's often these ancillary rebates, things like the owner loyalty or programs if you work in certain places, you get employee purchase programs. There are affinity programs with the American Quarter Horse Association. If you're doing upfits on vehicles, sometimes there's a stipend for that. If you mm-hmm. plan to do something like take a van and turn it into an electrician's van or work vehicle, or maybe a pickup, a flatbed pickup that you're going to put a system on or a bale a delivery system, something
yeah.
like that. There's stipends for that. So you know it does, and some of that's hard to put customer facing on the website. So we do need to talk about all that. On the Toyota side, lots of great stuff going on too, 0%. They got the new CHR. We finally have a pretty good number of those in stock. The news this week, I don't know if you saw it, Charlie, but the Ranger was revealed at the Detroit Auto Show.
I saw some pictures online, yeah.
And we've got Ranger and Bronco coming back. We've got our first Expedition is supposed to be on the ground next week, the new 2018 Ford Expedition. Navigator is probably right around the corner.
You've been talking about that for a while.
I know. I'm anxious to get them. It's been sometimes it seems like this product takes forever to get to us, but you know that it's coming, and we're on the spring. We should have it all. We've got EcoSport, also another new Ford, which is in the small SUV, a compact mm-hmm. SUV segment, a new entry in that very competitive segment with the Toyota CHR. That's they'll be competitors, so you can look at both of those on the lot now. Great little vehicles, very fuel efficient and safe, but still flexible like an SUV. So you get the hatch and kind of a little bit more cargo space mm-hmm. than in a small car. But you need to check out the cars these days too. The Camry is amazing.
They did some major upgrades on that one.
They did, and you know they just always figure out new ways to kind of repackage things so that it's a sedan. But because so many people are interested in a little more space in the SUVs, they're finding ways to engineer them in there to the cars. And you know it's just really interesting to see how things evolve. And you know the safety stuff continues to be really hot and something people are asking lots of questions about.
And Toyota particularly, I think, is really emphasizing, at least in their public relations and their advertising materials, the lane sensing and auto braking and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Ford's doing a good job too, though.
No, they both have this technology. Toyota has really made a commitment to get it as standard equipment in every vehicle. It is one of these things that we're going to have to get used to. I mean, the car telling you how to drive is something that sometimes a stubborn guy like me might object to. But, maybe it has a point if it tells me I need to take a break. I must be drifting or something.
You've been on.
You know, these kinds of things are systems to help keep us safe. And
yep.
So it is going to take an adjustment, perhaps. Do you imagine getting through that to the driverless car is still a challenge, I think. But we're closer every day. I mean,
yeah.
that's another thing we've had a lot of news on lately. And, I think the manufacturers see it's there. I mean, the electric cars, the driverless systems, I think they won't be everywhere or overwhelming, but you're sure going to start seeing them in the next couple years.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just the wave of the future, and there are going to be some people. We may be a little bit slower than, say, L.A. or New Jersey as far as some of that, but just because I think we're more independent.
Well, they're going to. That too. We have it's going to work really well in places where the infrastructure.
Yeah.
Meaning the street lights, any stoplights, things like that. The traffic can help be controlled if the cars can talk to each other and the lights and the traffic pattern. You know what that is. I mean, Google already tells you how to avoid traffic.
Right.
You know, so clearly, you know, the car could know that and or just do it automatically. So there's all kinds of potential there if we get to that point. You know, I do think that it's hard to imagine doing that to get your crop to the market or if you're working cows and wanting
the navigation.
maybe to feed. Yeah. Hey, I mean, I've been out there where they tie the thing and get the gas going, and you've got to get the feed truck going 3 miles an hour.
If you're on a road trip from here to Dallas, your navigation system is already saying there was an accident at mile marker, whatever. Right. Do you want to avoid it? You know, so right. It's there already.
It's there already.
Hours as far as getting things going, if you want an oil change today?
Today we'll be open till 6 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
Our service is open till 6. We open at 7 every morning. Call if you want to know. Have any questions, if you want to get your car in for an oil change, just give us a call down there or check it out online at dungeschoice.com. We'll be there to serve you 24/7 online.
And of course, if you're looking for a brand new car or a gently already pre-owned car, you can do that for them as well.
That, or if you have an extra car you want to sell, we'll make you a cash offer for that vehicle. Be happy to do that. Just bring it on down so we can take a look.
Check it out, dungeschoice.com. Brad, we'll do it again next Thursday.
That's right, Charlie. See you next week.
That's Car Talk on a Thursday morning, K1.
Happy New Year. Make it a good one. From Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K227CQ Bartlesville.